From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. World leaders are in Washington for President Obama's fourth and final nuclear security summit in an effort to secure nuclear material from terrorist groups and others with malicious intent. White House spokesman Josh Earnest said the Obama administration is pleased with last year's nuclear deal with Iran as an example of how to control the spread of nuclear material.
The Iran deal, the international agreement to prevent Iran from obtaining a nuclear weapon, is probably the best example of that. A large percentage, 98% of their stockpile of highly enriched uranium, was shipped out of the country and was secured. That's a good example.
The White House says there are an estimated 2,000 metric tons of highly enriched uranium and separated plutonium with civilian and military programs worldwide. This week's summit will include a special session on how to ensure groups like Islamic State don't get their hands on nuclear material. The head of the UN-mediated Libyan unity government arrived in Tripoli by ship Wednesday in a bid to set up a temporary seat of power despite efforts to block his entry. Fayez Sarraj, the new government's prime minister, arrived at a naval base from Tunisia. He said, with God's help, with everyone's support, we will work to create a state with institutions and laws, with the participation of all Libyans, work for a ceasefire and an end to bloodshed and confront the dangers presented by Islamic State. But a self-proclaimed Islamist-backed administration in Tripoli has attempted to block the unity government from entering the capital. The Government of National Accord is the result of UN mediation in December aimed at ending the North African country's political stalemate between rival administrations and reining in bands of a militia in a country awash in arms. This is VOA News. Syrian President Bashar al-Assad told a Russian news agency Wednesday the international talks in Geneva should result in a government that includes both opposition representatives and officials loyal to his regime. Middle East analyst Nabil Khoury of the Atlantic Council, however, calls that unrealistic.
What Bashar al-Assad is saying is that he would welcome the presence of opposition in a future government of Syria. And what he's talking about is a government of national unity under his presidency, with elections later to be prepared again under his presidency. And if he truly thinks that this is not difficult at all to accomplish, then he is living in another world.
The Syrian opposition says it rejects any political future that includes Mr. Assad. The White House Wednesday called his view a non-starter. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry met a delegation of Nigerian officials Wednesday in Washington for a day-long round of talks to discuss, among other things, the African country's issues with terrorist groups. Kerry acknowledged the challenges Nigeria has experienced with Boko Haram and repeated U.S. support for Nigeria.
It is an outrage that any group anywhere would brainwash young people, including little girls, to strap explosives to their bodies and walk into an open marketplace with the intent of murdering their own families, neighbors, and themselves. That is what Boko Haram does.
Kerry said under President Muhammadu Buhari, Nigeria has taken the fight to the terrorist group and crippled its ability to launch full-scale attacks. He warned, however, Boko Haram remains a serious threat to the entire region. Hundreds of Islamist activists who've been occupying a busy crossing for a fourth consecutive day in the heart of the Pakistani capital dispersed peacefully Wednesday after government representatives persuaded them to end their demonstration. The group was protesting last month's execution of a man who assassinated a provincial governor for raising his voice in favor of reforms to the country's blasphemy laws. They've demanded assurances the government will not allow amendments to those laws. The government denies any deal was struck. The U.S. plans to increase its military presence in Eastern Europe to deter Russian aggression. The Pentagon intends to deploy an armored combat brigade on a rotational basis next February to NATO's eastern borders. Colombia has agreed to hold formal peace talks with the country's second-largest rebel group, moving closer to ending a five-decade-long civil war. Negotiations between Bogota, the National Liberation Army, or ELN, are to take place in Ecuador. The newly elected president of Central African Republic, Faustin Archange Touadera, took the oath of office Wednesday, vowing to preserve peace. The swearing-in ceremony represents a new chapter in the country's turbulent past after previous civilian government was overthrown in 2013. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.